Mark Derry, you know, our great bete noir. I think that's the word, bete noir. Mark Derry. So I went over to post our 10-hour analysis of him on his Facebook page, and look what I see. We get there, and this would be 2 days ago. He writes in big letters, "It can't happen here, ... until it does." Then he says, "Neighbors, friends, comrades in Rockland County, New York." I know where that is, so he's living in Rockland County, New York. January 6th thuggery. Now remember, QAnon, he was January 6th thuggery. January 6th thuggery has come to Rockland County, and if we don't show up tomorrow night, in capital letters, at 6:30 at the Hilltop Administration Building, 13A Dickinson Avenue, Nyack, New York, 10960, to stand up, speak out, and push back the red tide of virulent bigotry, willful ignorance, and far-right intimidation will roll over our suburbs. Complacency or an unwillingness to get involved in quotes, or an aversion to conflict are no longer options. We must stand strong with our black and brown brothers and sisters, with the LGBTQ community, and with our female/feminist and Jewish comrades. Then he has in big capital letters, "Please share and don't just comment. Slacktivism," a direct slight at me, "slacktivism doesn't fight fascism. Show up and speak out." And he says,
"Calling all television bodies and ship bodies to incarnate on the chemical plane."
Because we're in trouble. So then he names the people that he's against, something called SaveOurStudents.me. So he says, this AstroTurf, and he says that organization because it means fake grassroots. So this AstroTurf, he's calling that because it's, he says it's fake grassroots organization, Save Our Schools, is using critical race theory, which, by the way, isn't taught in any Nyack District public school, so it's not taught in his suburb. And the right-wing trolls know that, so is using critical race theory as the tip of the spear in its assault on historical memory, objective fact, and not incidentally democracy. Please attend this meeting and lend your voice to the righteous chorus calling out this fox-aligned, mysteriously funded, in brackets, its website is suspiciously evasive on that point, this mysteriously funded stalking horse for fascism. If you're a person of color residing in Rockland who understandably doesn't feel comfortable being publicly seen, DM me your thoughts. What's DM?
Direct message.
Direct message me your thoughts.
Yeah.
And I'll print them out with no identifying information, obviously, and submit them to the board to be entered into the public record.
Amazingly condescending to address minorities only under the assumption that they're thinking and feeling exactly what you think that they're thinking and feeling. So,
yeah.
Black people who are thinking and feeling exactly the way that I know they are, because I'm an expert on how black people think and feel, and send me their opinions, which I already know what they're going to be, because I listen to your leaders and your representatives, your community representatives, and so I know what you all think already. So put it in your own words, and then I'll broadcast for you anonymously, which I know you want to be.
I know what your opinions are. The only thing I don't know is whether you have any balls about expressing them publicly.
And it's okay. You're allowed to cower. It's okay. I'll use my privilege to stand up for you and battle against those Uncle Toms and token black people on the other side who are taking in by these right-wing lies.
Stunning and brave.
Right. Okay. What'd you say, Brian? Ed Gourmet?
No, stunning and brave.
Stunning and brave is this sort of stock phrase of that people find. It's like, oh, stunning and brave statement from, you know, it's usually like there's no, you know, it's a going with the flow majority virtue signaling position that people will claim is stunning and brave.
Okay, so he signs it in solidarity, Mark Derry. So that got posted 2 days ago. So he then shows their manifesto, the enemy's manifesto, and it's got bad spelling. So someone responds, a friend, we assume, quote, "We want our schools," and it should be O-U-R, but it's A-R-E. Then someone else says, "They threw in the Black Panthers for good measure," I guess along with the Black Lives Matter. And then Mark responds, show up at the meeting, please. Facebook comments are heartening, but they don't fight fascism and spread the word. So, yes, he's telling the leadership body.
That's the slacktivism he was talking about, which you took as a personal slight. You're in the middle. But slacktivism is changing a border on your Facebook image to the Ukraine flag or whatever the fuck. Okay, actually, to pivot.
No, let me continue. Oh, unless you want to respond to what I've said.
Well, just I'll point out that there's you, Bob, you've probably seen the NPC meme. So it's that gray-faced, dead-eyed cartoon of an NPC with a pointy nose that represents the member of the collective media herd who only regurgitates groupthink. You know what the NPC meme is? Do I need to keep describing it?
Yeah, no, I don't know it. I don't, never seen it.
Okay, fuck it. Hold on. Just keep doing your thing and I'll post something in the chat.
Right.
Continue.
So Sandy Stone, who I met out at Banff, at the conference that Severo Lachunje put on and the leader of the Ontario College of Art and Design, I forget her name, Sarah Diamond, Sandy Stone was out there with Mark Derry at the conference, and I spoke to her, and she says, so you're Bob Dobbs? I go, yep. And she's an art college, sophisticated avant-garde professor. And she says, everybody's Bob Dobbs. And I said, nope. And that was the end of our conversation. So I know who Sandy Stone is. And she says, well, they still can't spell, and they still don't know squat about history. Certainly they're real, but I have a feeling I got to see this post because the Facebook algorithm decided it evokes rage and fear. And yes, we even have them here in Sanity Cruz. She means Santa Cruz, California, for where she teaches. Perhaps the most secure bastion of hippie liberalism in the Western world. They've been here since the beginning, and every once in a while they rise up and do something nasty before the much larger liberal population rises up.
Who is she describing? What's this?
Her neighborhood, her community in Santa Cruz, California, which she says.
Who lives there?
Sandy Stone, this avant-garde art professor, friend of
Mark
Derry.
No, I'm sorry, the question. Who is living there who rises up and does nasty things? What, we have them here. Who's we? Who's them? We have them here. In
the liberals. Okay, she says that. She says, they've been here since the beginning, and every
who's
once
they?
In a while they rise
who's
up.
They?
The Nazis. They're
Nazis.
The people Marx complained about.
You see Nazis or just...
The alt-right people. The Trumpers.
Okay, okay.
The Trumpers.
Yeah. People who don't go along with whatever MSNBC is telling them to fucking think. Okay, I gotcha.
Right. They've been here since the beginning, and every once in a while they rise up and do something nasty before the much larger liberal population rises up in turn and bats them down. And we are both, I guess he means me, you and me, Mark, and we are both in turn trapped, maybe not, maybe she means the right and the left, and we are both in turn trapped in a vicious kleptocratic growth or die system that will eventually destroy all of us if we can't figure out a way to stop it.
There we go.
So
capitalism, bad thing. That's the thing that I'm saying most Marxists... Okay, continue.
So I think she's saying she and Mark are trapped in a vicious kleptocratic growth or die system that will eventually destroy all of us.
That's the late-stage humanity criticism that I'm talking about is ubiquitous to Marxists.
Right.
The academic, unlimited growth is unsustainable economic, they're not wrong per se, they're just extremely myopic and reductionist to a laughably fundamental Christian level of narrow-mindedness and concretization of, anyway, sorry, I'm gonna interrupt you. Elon Musk tweets this meme you can see. And this image of the gray-faced dude has been popular online for 3 years. I made a fucking video about it on YouTube, like when I was living back in Angus, about the NPC meme. So you ought to understand what the NPC meme is, Bob. It's this gray-faced, robotic-faced Wojak.
Okay, I want to go over there, and then I have to update my... thing here, Achieve Radio thing, and then I'll see you're the latest post.
Probably.
There it is.
You mean Ilona? Did you mean? Did you say Elon Musk or?
Yeah,
Ilona
Musk. Did you read that whole exchange Elon Musk had with the leader of
I didn't read the whole exchange. I saw it in an article, but yeah.
yeah. Ilona, some pro Russian.
Well, he's the Chechen leader. He's Kadyrov.
The leader of Chechnya.
He's the leader
that's
of the
right. Chechens. The leader of Chechnya offered Elon Musk his military training resources to beef up for his fist fight with Vladimir Putin.
I heard about he's taking him on. Generals, you know, like medieval dueling that McClellan predicted would come back.
Yeah, well, right? Elon Musk is challenging Vladimir Putin with armed with mano a mano, arm to arm combat, fight to the death, and then the leader of Chechnya is like, well, Elona Musk, which you're not a man, so I must call you Elona. I will avail you of the resources of my country to train you into a deadly military weapon capable of taking on Vladimir Musk. But as you stand right now, you have no fucking chance, basically what he said.
Well, he said it would
why don't you come train in my military training academy and my best warriors will teach you how to fucking, you know.
And he's being facetious?
Yeah, the leader of Chechnya is being facetious with Elon Musk. Okay. Because Elon Musk is challenging Putin to a fist fight and would probably get
Elona Musk. Okay,
Elona,
so listen.
Yeah.
I gotcha. Anyway. So I'm looking at this image. I have seen that image. And I don't know if I saw the words I support the current thing, but I remember that green face, gray face. So is that a Ukraine flag?
Yes, that's the Ukrainian flag he's waving. But you get the joke. It's just I support the current thing.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Whatever the fuck the media wants you to think, you support it, and you just go along with it because you're an NPC, which is a non.
Yeah, that's your average quadriphenic citizen, a super angel.
Right.
That's a super angel there.
Right, but you know the metaphor of you understand what a non-playable character is from the world of tabletop role-playing games. Dungeons and Dragons.
It is? Oh, it's a roots.
Yes, in a role-playing game, in any game where there's a story going on and you're a character, and this can be Dungeons and Dragons when you're sitting, you know, across a table, or in a video game, an NPC is all the people in the world who aren't being played by a player. So in the video game, it's all the AI pre-programmed, pre-scripted things is an NPC, a non-playable character. And if we're playing Dungeons and Dragons, and I tell you, okay, Bob, you're in the castle of Whimsador, and there are three elves approaching you, and elf number two says, hello, my name is Ventriloquy, and I grant you the amulet of whatever the fuck. Then the elves are NPCs, because I made them up, but they're characters in the world who you interact with, right? So this meme has been big for like 3 years now. This idea that everyone who watches CNN is an NPC, right? And it's kind of dehumanizing and worrisome in a way where it implies that people who are programmed by the media environment are soulless, right? There's all these implications from it that are actually quite worrisome. And so it's an alt-right meme. It'd be something that Mark Derry would instantly recognize as an alt-right meme. And the fact that Elon Musk is now going around posting, you know, wow, what? Are you saying that everyone who supports the Ukraine is just a brainwashed, non-playable character who's not even, you know, really here? And that they're just regurgitating media talking points? Right?
Right. Is it Elona Musk? That's Elon?
Yes, it's Elon Musk.
Calling himself that because somebody named him that.
Yeah, the Chechen leader called him a woman.
All right. So Elon Musk is not defending... He's not necessarily pro-Ukraine. He's saying the Americans are zombies.
He is pro-Ukraine. He sent Starlink internet receivers to
Ukraine. Yeah, I know that.
Ukraine,
so why is he saying this image? Wait, it sort of contradicts the...
He's straddling the line.
Oh, he's admitting he's that. He's admitting he's an anonymous nobody.
No. He's simultaneously straddling the line between I support Ukraine for my own reasons and... everyone mindlessly supporting a situation they don't understand because the media told them to is dumb. He's hitting back at his own side. And I mean, if I were him.
That's quadriphenic. He's quadriphenic.
Yes.
On his way.
He didn't ban the Russian media on the satellite.
Right. He said he was explicit about that, that he wouldn't, he supports free speech and he wouldn't ban Russian communications, because he's free speech. And so he's, yeah, he's trying to do a principled thing while still supporting Ukraine, but.
I'm not doing this just because
the TV overwhelmingly has told me to do this. No, no, no. I'm doing this for my own reasons. It's
right.
Sort of the enlightened individualism of the liberal.
Okay, but let's go back to this. It's interesting what Sandy Stone says. So she says, and we are both in turn trapped in a vicious kleptocratic growth or die system that will eventually destroy all of us if we can't figure out a way to stop it. Now look at the next sentence. I don't like Manichaeism. Trust a fucking professor. It's not a word that nobody understands, right?
Wow.
We know what it means, but she says, I don't like Manichaeism.
Okay. But, is the next word but?
Beg your pardon?
Is the next word but? Like, I don't like Manichaeism.
Yeah, but.
Okay, so that's ridiculous. That's fucking ridiculous. I don't like Manichaeism, but this time we really are good and they really are evil. And this is
I don't like Manichaeism, but it seems to be fact on the ground. Oh, there's more McClone terms. And to top it all off, this is Facebook. Honestly, I'm just here to look at cat pictures. So she puts down Mark. She says, I'm not going to join your shit. It's just this is only Facebook or something. This is not serious.
That's slacktivism.
So, yeah, she's slack. And she's the type who would claim she's Bob Dobbs. And so Lisa says, we are going through the same thing here, Mark. It is exhausting. But we don't know where she is. Then Mark says, Lisa, solidarity, comrade. It's ridiculous how he's serious. He talks like a communist, you know?
Yeah.
Solidarity, comrade. A congenital imbecility is one thing. Okay, that means people are naturally stupid. Willful moronism, trumpeting its ignorance and intellectual crudity is another thing. It is wearying. But we don't get to subside into complacent oblivion in our armchairs. Listen to this. It's Germany in 1933. That's 2 days ago. If the bourgeois libs leave the street fights to someone else, too busy to defend the barricades because they're working through their TiVo cues, they're going to wake up one fine day to the Republic of Gilead. That's
who the
Mark
fuck
Atwood,
is what
right?
A mixed fucking metaphor. We're in Nazi Germany. We're going to wake up in a Margaret Atwood novel, if we're not careful.
That's what happens when you're... These people, these professors are too informed. They got too many metaphors.
They're too socially constructed. This is insane. He has no idea what the fuck is going on in regards... Okay. Literally, as a gay man, I think I'm entitled to say that I don't like the idea that my school would have, when I was in grade 3 or 4... heavily suggested to me that I was probably a woman born in the wrong body and I better hurry up and go on all sorts of drugs and transition and demand my, and they'll, don't worry, we won't tell your parents that you're really a girl, but what's your girl name now? And then I get to go to school and fucking dress up as a girl every day because the teachers recognized that I had a feminine streak to my, you know, growing individualism.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I fucking take off-label usage of hormone blockers that preempt my puberty and do lead to catastrophic damage, which they lie.
Is that happening in the schools quite widespread, Clinton?
It's happened suddenly and it's happened everywhere. And you can thank the internet and the ubiquity of communication and for that. Just the dude. There's literally. The fact that
in the global membrane, is trending on it.
Right. If you watched CNN and MSNBC or CBC, you think that there's a bunch of anti-trans assholes out there who are murdering and driving, you know, transgendered people to suicide. And what's really right, and so therefore we must stand against gay conversion therapy. It must be illegal for an individual of their own private volition to pay someone else to try to talk them out of being trans. In the therapeutic session, because that's not science. But it's entirely legal for gay conversion surgery to turn young gay kids into straight members of the opposite gender, right? It's like, oh, I'm a man who likes man. But if I go get the surgery, I'll be a woman who likes men, right? And if you do that when I'm only 8 or 9 or 10 or 11 years old, then you can get me young enough where I'll just be like a sexy chick with a dick who likes men, right? And so gay conversion surgery performed on children is fine, but adults undergoing gay conversion therapy with their own money is illegal and abominable and hateful, right? That's where we're at right now. And the conversation is so ridiculously out of control that what I just said is going to get me canceled from this fucking everything that I, like, just me even saying that is going to fucking ruin my chance to have any sort of social impact whatsoever, but I just said it, so.
This is what's so great about Achieve Radio. Nobody's listening.
Nobody's listening, right, exactly.
Or no one can admit they're listening.
Yeah.
Anyone who listens to this is going to be just implicated in association with Bob. Go down with
okay,
me.
But let me continue. It's interesting the dilemma Mark is in. So Lisa told him, like he's saying, no, Lisa, fucking get out there and do something. And then Lisa says, I don't know how to make people care before it is too late. Somebody likes that statement. And Mark says, Lisa, all we can do is close ranks with staunch comrades and fight on. Better to die on our feet than smug and supine in our barker loungers. History will render judgment on the mealy-mouthed, the gutless, and the oblivious. So he's very serious. And Lisa says, Mark.
Oh, and what about the reckless and blind and dogmatic? What about them? They're the fucking heroes, right?
Who are?
The reckless, blind, and dogmatic. Those are the heroes.
Yeah. Okay, so Lisa says, Mark, our school board is being pulled so far to the right. Every single day they are posting a new book they want removed from the school system. Today it was The Kite Runner. I am beside myself. I needed to hear this today. Thank you. So she needed to hear that she got to get back, got to get out in the street, stop fucking worrying about information rumors.
I'm within there. Why do they want to ban The Kite Runner? I haven't read it. I remember when it was a huge cultural sensation 10 years ago. Isn't it just like country somewhere, like the life of a Pakistani kid or something like
it's
that?
It's not Christian. It's probably not Christian in some way. So they've gone so far to the right, she says in her school board. Okay. Mark says, Lisa, tell them you were aghast to discover in school libraries a book that celebrates not only genocide, but infanticide, glorifies human sacrifice, rejoices in the depravity of a parent ready and willing to slaughter his child, but ceases and desists only when he's admonished not to at the last minute. This book applauds as virtuous a father willing to allow his daughters to be gang-raped by a mob of sociopaths. It condones mob violence to the point of murder, justifies slavery, and regards women as little better than chattel slaves. Banning is too good for this book, tell them. Insist it be burned. Then he says, spoiler alert, it's the Bible, of course. Smiling referred to by noted biblical scholar Noam Chomsky as, quote, the most genocidal book ever written. So he says, you know, he's telling Lisa to tell the school to burn the Bible, which, of course, they wouldn't do.
Okay, is the Bible part of the school curriculum in any public schools in America, though?
Yeah, I don't know. That's a good point. That's not their jurisdiction. So that's a bad response by Mike.
If they're being handed The Kite Runner in grade 8 or whatever, they're not being handed the Bible in grade 8. I'm pretty sure of that. It's not a Bible.
Yeah, if you're listening, Mark, it's a toothless, you know, gutless fucking recommendation, Lisa, even though we get the humor of it. But then Lisa says, Mark, I've already used the, quote, genitals like a donkey verse. So I guess that's a quote from the Bible. She's used that somehow. So you know what I do? I join in the conversation, and I publish our 10-hour whatever we did on Mark.
Nice. Wait.
Do you like that, Brian? Did I get any support from anybody of you quadriphenics? Did you like that?
Yeah, sure. Yay, sure. I mean, one of these, I mean, this conversation he's having there on that thread is it's of a piece with some of what he was talking about there
in the
thing. Yeah. I would just say, like, you know, there's a certain, like, hysteria or something when it comes to the...
Okay.
Like, I just wonder, where, how is he drawing a line from, like, oh, these people are objecting to new curriculum at a school board. They're objecting to curriculum that hasn't even come in yet at a school board. Better to die on our feet? Like, how many fucking leaps did he leap to? You think these people are coming to kill you because they don't want a thing taught in school? Yeah, yeah. Like, good God.
First, they prevent us from teaching kids in grade 2 and 3 that you know, their genitals might be wrong and that in the future they might consider, you know, getting surgery to fix that. And next they'll be building fucking concentration camps and burning us en masse. Right? Like, as a gay person, I don't think that's the escalation.
Okay, so I'm trying to get Mark's attention. I went over to Are You Serious, you know, Mondo 2000's editor, and posted it there, and then I thought, no, here's the perfect place to place it into the they should be shocked at who are these people who spent 10 hours on Mark's little puny article. So that was a day or two ago I posted that. And then so yesterday, 23 hours ago, I said this, because the meeting, I posted this about 2 hours into the meeting yesterday, you know, based on the timing here. And I said, how did the public meeting go? I'm stuck on Maui, been here since 2008, so I couldn't attend.
Yeah. Yeah. You could have,
it was
sure.
Not, I was going to attend on behalf of. And he has not responded. If it's so fucking serious and he's concerned about his troops and getting us out there, fucking pay attention unless they beat him up and killed him at the meeting. So we'll wait how long. But now, this is great. I have a PS, what we've been saying today. We're putting them through the calls again. So I will post this, our response to me reading his Facebook page. I find this quite funny. Anybody have a similar sense of humor about this?
Yeah, you're a shit disturber, all right. That's fine. That's fine. Yeah.
Call recording is on. Call recording is off.
What was that? I heard a female voice.
Someone's fucking around in the turbo bridge control panel.
I hit the wrong button. I meant to hit the unmute button. I hit the recording button instead. So is that a Facebook post that you're responding to? Is it a public post?
It's Mark Derry's page.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure you're maybe not friends with him, so that would be how you saw it. Well, then there's certainly nothing out of line by reading it on this public forum and talking about it.
No. And he's telling us to spread the word. Get out there and get people to the meeting in Rockland County.
Yeah, to find some barricades and man them.
Yeah. Let's dehumanize Republicans as murderous monsters for wanting to excise critical race theory and inspired praxis from the schools that they're compelled by law to force their children to go to because they're too poor to pay for private schooling, like all the leaders who instantiate this stuff are privy to do. It's so amazing. It's so fucking ridiculous.
Like, what is? I lost what you were saying. Could you sort of sum that up again?
Okay. You're forced by law to send your kid to school unless you have the resources to homeschool them or the money to, to send them to a private school. So everyone's forced by law to send their kids to public school. And then in public school, that's being staffed by teachers who are practicing. They are delivering the praxis of their own education in critical race theory. So, again, the argument is they're not teaching critical race theory in elementary schools. And that's right, they're not. The teachers studied critical race theory in teachers' college and in university, and then the fruits of their training is being manifested through praxis in elementary schools, right? Mm. It's like you don't teach pedagogy to grade sixes. You perform pedagogy on kids in grade six, right? Mm. Right. So critical race theory is not being taught in elementary schools. Right. Instead,
again, he misses this McLuhanism. He misses the meat. He missed the message again.
Right. So parents are outraged that they're by law forced to send their kids to elementary schools where they then learn that everyone's identity is immediately reducible to their skin color first and foremost, and that everyone needs to be graded and judged and harshly punished if they're of the skin color of an oppressor class within an explicitly Marxist hierarchical framework of oppressor versus oppressed, structural analysis, which came out of critical literary theory from the fucking 60s. Again, remember a few weeks ago when I was talking about how the New Critics and Leavis and that were thrown out, and then a new form of literary criticism came in based on linguists and semiotics and deconstruction or reconstruction.
And Lacan.
Right, sure, yeah, exactly. So now reality itself needs to be analyzed like a literary text according to these critical theories, which are now entirely Marxist and based on identity and intersectional class. And so, okay, kids, line up. All the white kids go over there. You're bad because you have privileges the black kids don't have. So, right? Or okay,
characteristics of the white people. Left hemisphere. They list the characteristics McLuhan laid out about left hemisphere people. And they say, that's your problem, white person. You're left hemisphere, you're linear, you're visually biased, you believe in a space that's static, continuous, and whatever the other two words were.
Yeah, and then because the working class parents who have to fucking work for a living, who are forced by law to send their kids to public school, complain about this, now they're uneducated and they're idiots what was the phrase there? It's not merely congenital imbecility, but willful ignorance or moronism.
Moronism.
Right? Oh, great! So because working mom can't properly articulate in the terms of advanced critical theory and Jacques Lacan why then she's against her kid being demonized by his teacher for being white or for being straight, because fucking mom who works two jobs can't fucking argue on at the same level as a fucking
university. Has been doing it every day and getting paid for it.
He must be a fucking Nazi, right? Yeah.
Not even a big deal.
The grifters on Fox News, and you have to pay us ignoramuses.
That's I versus ear, Clinton, once again. It's literate people against the oral people.
Yeah. Yeah. Look, right. They misspelled a word on their sign. They can't be trusted with their own kids. The school system should take their kids away from them, and the teachers should be the ones who raise their children, right? fuck off. That's the slippery rabbit hole of totalitarian fascism that needs to be fucking avoided, not the fact that parents are worried about fucking transgender ideology being taught to their prepubescent and pubescent children with a likelihood of turning the gay ones into fucking leading them to fucking irreversible mastectomies and chronic health illnesses that will last a lifetime because of the interruption of their fucking development of their hormonal systems and all the other shit and weak bones and fucking a lifetime of pharmaceutical payments for continued hormones to maintain their fucking and shit, and then also all the oppressions which are heaped on top of trans people, which are real and legitimate, and I appreciate how difficult it must be to walk around as a trans person today. Why would you want to turn gay kids who could just be gay into fucking straight people of the opposite gender? Like, oh well, I guess the boys who become women will kick ass on the women's sports teams. Like, I guess that's one consolation. What the fuck else are you offering these people? Holy shit, these children.
And Clint, I don't think Mark would understand a word you're saying.
I know.
Fair God.
I'm sorry, that's, again, in Canadian. I mean, right, because he lives entirely engulfed within his echo chamber, and then also thinks he's highly informed and well-read on a great diversity of opinions because his
echo chamber... And he's a great writer and a humorous talker. Yeah. He's a very smart person, and yet...
Nope. Right, yeah, right. Well, again, what you said... Well,
as the Peanut says, so much for book smart.
Yeah, he's missing the meat, he's missing the message. He's too good at the content. It's better to be dumb and just look at the language of form, like the oral people do. There's something fucked up about you, teacher. Get out of here. That's all I need to know.
Yeah, let little tomboys... Or, tom girls, like, let little girls grow up to be butch lesbians, please, without telling them that they'll probably commit suicide if they don't get their tits chopped off at puberty. That's what we're. That's what we're doing. We're finally ridding the world of the butch lesbian menace by chopping their tits off early and telling them that they're boys, and then they can now spend the rest of their lives complaining that gay men won't date them on the internet because they don't have a penis. Not having a penis doesn't make me any less of a man. Why don't you find me sexy? All right, like, oh my god, like the arguments that are of that sprawl out of this are both mind-numbingly silly and also a literal matter of life and death for the people whose early life decisions to undergo, you know, sex conversion surgery, they now live with the consequences of their early life decisions, which are being, it's like a ratchet in one direction supported. But if you decide, no, it was all wrong, you get thrown off. There's no structural support mechanism being offered by the pro-trans LGBTQ flag people of the world for what to do when, oh, you realize that it was a mistake and you really were just a butch lesbian all along, or you really were just a boy all along. I didn't really mean to fucking interrupt my puberty and go get surgery to change my body into that of the opposite sex. I want my tits back. Okay, cough up more money, get falsies, and now you have no sensation on your nipples, and you can't breastfeed, and you clearly have a boob job instead of the natural tits you were born with before you were talked into getting them lopped off in a state of identity confusion. Okay, I can go on about this for hours, but I think you get my gist.
Yeah, well, did you feel that 5 or 6 years ago? What you said now, you would have said 7 years ago, or was this just lately you're forming this view?
These support communities for questioning young people who are still questioning their sexual identity have always existed online if you were trying to find yourself through the internet, but schools did not have literal chemical body outposts in every school when 10 years ago or 15 years ago like they do today. My high school did not have a LGBTQ flag room counselor with a special LGBTQ club to help me find myself out sexually and help me determine in full secrecy away from any discussion with my parents what my gender identity is, and then help me get on a list for receiving hormone treatments and female clothing and coaching and how to be a shit had I, at my interminable sexuality as a teenager, been led to believe that it was the case that I was really a woman trapped in a boy's body. Of course, you and I, like, I would just say I was just wholly discarnate and had no chemical body for 25 years in my life. But had there been this fucking club in my school who promised to tell me who I really was and offer me the means to do so, I might very well have taken it right aboard, and I wouldn't be a gay man. I'd be a straight woman with a penis, or I'd have had it lopped off by now, right? Like, who the fuck knows? Like, these services which are being availed to young children to find themselves, I question their validity and their promises to Clinton, if you don't find yourself out soon, you'll probably just kill yourself. You better hurry, right? If all right, like that's a fucking death threat by another name. Oh, if you don't let Clinton get surgery, mom and dad, he'll suicide. So therefore, we're gonna save you from him, or we're gonna save him from you, mom and dad, and we're gonna, you know, make the state take him away so that he can become the she that at 14 and 15 years old he's decided he was truly meant to be. Like, no.
Predators come up with all sorts of crazy excuses to justify their behavior, eh?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
I mean, the thing is like, anyone who supports those kind of curriculums needs to answer the question, why exactly, in detail, do you think it is so much less likely that predators would be attracted to the school system rather than, say, the priesthood?
The priesthood, right, exactly.
Because they're like, priests are bad. If they're trying to mess with your sexuality, they're probably just trying to fuck you. But if your teacher is, like, super interested in your child's sexuality, it's because they're, like, one of the best people on the planet.
Yeah. And these childless activists from the LGBTQ community who have such a strong interest in saving children and in children, right? clearly the purest of intentions, right?
Yeah.
We'll say they see themselves in the children and leave it at that.
Ooh, yeah.
Not all of them, but, you know, enough so if you're going to land-based the priesthood, 100% with you, Brian, exactly.
But yeah, I mean, okay. Just this basic idea that, like, who in their right mind would be criticizing what's be the new things being taught in school? That must be AstroTurf. And yet there's also, so it's AstroTurf, but there's also so many of them, we have to be afraid of them, which kind of contradicts calling it AstroTurf.
Yeah.
So I will take this and send it to Doug Rushkoff. Why? Because Doug Rushkoff, back in the 90s, used to be so frightened that Mark Derry was going to review his book, his latest book, in the New York Times. He knew Mark was tough.
Mark Derry's a crypto-fascist these days, Doug. Don't take no shit.
So send it to Doug and a couple other people. And
Bob, I come here because I know no one's fucking listening, and now you're all sending this shit around to people. God damn it.
Yeah, I'm targeting. We're a one-on-one show. It says that on Bosmy Ecology. We do one-on-one.
I disavow everything I've said on this show ever, not because it's wrong, but because I have to go back and listen to it and find out if I wasn't just drunk or saying...
Yo, you're okay, Clint. No.
Right.
Compared to the hysteria, we're not even relevant, what we're talking about. Well, we did. Well, with Greg, we were. Greg keeps us relevant.
No, everything we're talking about is extremely fucking relevant. We're ahead of the
curve. Oh, yeah, but they don't know. They're distracted by the war.
Right. What we're saying isn't relevant yet. And yet...
Oh, yeah, it will be. Yeah.
People will be calling this shit for talking points 2 years from now, yes.